This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Don't mind Paul, he's just talking in the background. May the 16th here, 2014.
I'm excited about Legos.
Another Patriots Roster Report podcast here on Patriots.com. And thanks to the draft and undrafted signings and maneuvers, we actually have new things to talk about. As I said, Paul Perillo joining me, Andy Hart. And we're going to skip over the draft picks because we're assuming a week later that you know who the draft picks are. And we also did somewhere in the range of 10 hours of podcast and internet radio during the draft. So you had plenty of time to find out who the Patriots selected in the 2014 NFL draft. But we'll up to date you on some of the undrafted signings the team made. Paul, May 12th, New England announced 9 rookie free agent signings. Tight end Tyler Beck.
Just want to warn, don't fall in love with all of them.
No, certainly don't get used to Tyler Beck being here. Roy Finch, Oklahoma running back. Shamil Gary, safety, Oklahoma State. Cameron Gordon, linebacker, Michigan. Travis Hawkins, defensive back, lower level football that Paul likes, Delaware. Stephen Houston, running back, Indiana.
Oh, I know it's only an acceptable level if you draft him in the second round.
Justin Jones, East Carolina tight end. Deontay Skinner, linebacker, Mississippi State. And Asa Watson, tight end, North Carolina State, also the brother of Benjamin Watson. Before we get into talking about those, I will update the list because a couple days later, Paul Perillo, they asked Tyler Beck to no longer be an undrafted rookie free agent with the team. They released him, and they also released long snapper Charlie Hewlett, who had been with the team for a little bit, signed this offseason, a young veteran long snapper who'd spent some time with the Cowboys. Paul, let's look at this rookie free agent class. Obviously, the first thing you notice, I would say, in a group of 9 when it was originally signed, you had 3 tight ends. Given the fact that they didn't draft a tight end and the fact that they don't have a lot of tight ends on the roster, you have DJ Williams and Michael Manawanui behind Rob Gronkowski, who's coming off the ACL, so who knows, could be a PUP. Even right. If they sign Dustin Keller, my guess is he could be a PUP. Are we to assume that there is room for a undrafted rookie tight end to make this football team?
Well, I think given the roster right now, I would say yes. But
your roster in May.
Well, we've talked about this on PFW in Progress. There's Belichick likes to make moves throughout the offseason, not just when free agency starts in March. So, you know, this period of time, you know, between the OTAs and minicamp and then even after minicamp heading into training camp, there'll be guys coming in. And I would expect, you're right, Andy, I think a tight end is probably one of them. And we keep talking about Dustin Keller only because he's the guy that was here for a visit about a month ago. And, you know, he still remains unsigned. So until he signs somewhere, I'm going to keep the door open for him as a possibility, much like Will Smith. Will Smith came here, supposedly visited, and it was about a month later he ended up signing. So it doesn't have to be immediate. So, yes, I agree with you, Andy. I think a tight end, one of these guys, you know, whether it be Asa Watson, you know, or Justin Jones, who, by the way, is a tall drink of water at 6'8", Justin Jones. There's room for one of these guys to impress. I think there's going to be opportunity because I think even if they do sign a guy like Keller, he's probably going to be limited physically as well as Gronkowski. So these guys are going to get chances like Zach Sudfeld did last year.
I thought you were going to say he's limited physically as well as mentally.
No.
Another position where I think there might
why
be...
Why would I say that?
I don't know. That's why I laughed when I thought it in my head. Another position that would seem to be open for competition, and we've had plenty of results of that in the past with Ben Jarvis Green Ellis and obviously Brandon Bolden. You have running backs that are interesting. Roy Finch, a small, tiny 5'7", 167-pound guy, might fight a little bit of an uphill battle, not just with his size, but the fact that they drafted James White, another small, pass-catching, athletic back. But you look at Stephen Houston out of Indiana, 6'2", 230 pounds, certainly sounds like a potential big back replacement for a guy like LeGarrette Blount if you were looking for a backup type big back.
Right.
Now, obviously, we've seen nothing, and we should mention that they are here this week. They're starting rookie camp today, I believe. Some of these guys met with the media earlier in the week, so it's very, very early on in the process as they get acclimated with not just the other rookies, but the playbook, the coaches, and begin the process of trying to win a roster spot. But I think a running back could be another position where you'd have a chance as an undrafted rookie to maybe be that fifth running back on the roster.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And we talked about Brandon Bolden and, you know, perhaps this, you know, being a crossroads year for him, if he's going to stick around or not. I know a lot of people are really high on Finch, and I'm curious to see him play. I'm anxious to get a chance to see how, you know.
You know what's not high on Finch?
His height.
His hat!
You know, at 5'7", 167 pounds.
You need calzones bigger than that.
That's good. You need a dynamic element that's off the charts to
Yes.
me. You need to be like LaMichael James, you know, when he got to Oregon. Had the kind of speed that just jumped off your TV set. When I want to watch Finch and see, do I see that kind of a dynamic element? Because if he doesn't have it at that size, that's asking an awful lot. I think the other guy, Houston, with his size, might be more of a candidate out of those two. But I've heard a lot of people talk about Finch in this YouTube video and stuff
off the charts. Electric.
And, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, and again, Oklahoma, big-time program. You know, strippers, I'm sure, would vouch for him. I think there's room for a guy to make. I think James White is a lock as a fourth-round draft pick. Mm-hmm. I think he'd have to be a colossal bust to not make the team, given the fact that they need another guy for their committee and he was a fourth-round pick. I think he would have to really do something bad not to make it. But I think there's room for another guy maybe to take Bolden's position.
Now, we should acknowledge there are other reports out there of other undrafted players potentially signing with the team. Maybe some of those were misreported and they're actually tryouts, workouts this week. We're not going to go with some of those names necessarily, but one other spot where I think there might be room for a guy to win a spot would be Cameron Gordon, linebacker, Michigan, as an inside linebacker type. You know, they lost Brandon Spikes in the offseason. They lost Dane Fletcher in the offseason. They still have Steve Beauharnais, and there may be some competition, you know, there. But I think middle linebacker could be a spot in this day and age, Paul, with fullbacks and different positions that are sort of devalued, where you say, I can get a backup middle linebacker as an undrafted guy, a tackle machine type. I think Gordon might have a chance to win that type of role.
Now, do you know if Skinner is more of an outside guy?
I don't know anything about Skinner.
Okay, because I don't know either.
Might be an inside guy, too.
At 6'2", I mean, 250 is a little bigger, but, you know, than the guy that you mentioned, Gordon. But at 6'2".
The guy you mentioned?
Gordon. I'm not going to pretend.
I've memorized them all, Paul.
I'm not familiar.
Roy Finch is from Niceville, Florida.
You could not even read them, let alone memorize them.
I did stumble a little over Deontay.
You were talking about first names first and last name. You know,
they confused me.
You're a train wreck. Dane Fletcher, undrafted rookie free agent, 3 years ago?
Sure.
Carved out a role for himself. That's another position to keep an eye on, as well as a guy like Steve Beauharnais, who was a seventh-round pick last year, not an undrafted free agent, but didn't really get a chance to be active. I think he was only active twice all year. Spent the time on special teams. That's where he's going to spend his time probably going forward. There's room for a guy. They need some depth, in particular in the middle.
Interesting, and we don't get to talk about it much longer because Tyler Beck is no longer with the team, but from Wyoming, Pennsylvania. Looks like a typo. I'm not going to lie to you. Looks like somebody combined two words or something, but Wyoming, very interesting name, almost like Niceville. We're well represented throughout the country. And Rock Hill, South Carolina, from Asa Watson.
We knew that.
Also
one.
The home of?
Benjamin Watson.
Oh, I thought Richard Seymour.
I think Troy Brown, I think, too.
Very interesting. But these are the Patriots rookie free agents. And the great news is, we're back to football. The coaches are here. Some players are here.
Yeah.
Workouts are happening. People are talking. They're running. They're
You're doing
throwing,
a great
Fred
Kirsch today, Andy. I got to give you the nod.
I'm happy.
But you're getting excited about stuff that's not all that exciting.
I'm like a room without a roof, Paul, because I'm happy.
Okay.
Patriots rookie class in town, beginning the process of building the 2014 roster for Paul Perillo. This is Andy Hart. We'll be back next week with another Patriots.com roster report podcast, breaking down any comings, goings, or signings that happen between now and then. Peace out.
for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.